Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Honda is making Canadian automotive history. With this announcement, we will be investing to create Canada's first comprehensive electric vehicle supply chain from start to finish.
Honda's massive new electric vehicle plant and EV battery facility here in Alliston will employ more than 4,200 people and have the production capacity to produce up to 240,000 electric vehicles each and every year. This is absolutely historic.
Well, we couldn't get Doug Ford to sing it again this time, right? Swear to God, this song came on, and all of a sudden, everyone in the studio starts moving. It's like, I look around, everyone's like, even Tina. Tina's in the news booth. I do love this song, right? All right, so a lot of excitement. Oh, God, the politicians are so excited, which means how excited. Depending on how much this is costing us is how excited they get, right? You know, has the case been made for this latest investment into EV battery companies, because Honda's getting one, this expansion of their facilities in Alliston. They're going to build these two EV battery facilities, creating 1,000 new jobs, they say, which we pay for. 4,200 already work there. Now, this is being sold kind of a bigger, better deal than the Volkswagen Stellantis. And it's a $15 billion deal that will apparently cost us $5 billion in subsidies in federal and provincial money, a mix of tax credits and cash. I mean, again, once upon a time, we didn't have to buy business to come here. But that is where we're at. So while the politicians get really, really excited about this, again, have they made the case? Let's ask someone who's followed an awful lot of dollars and cents in his time, Aaron Woodrick, Director of Domestic Policy over at McDonald Laurier Institute. Hello, it's been a while. Thanks for chatting with us.
Yeah, great to be back, Alex.
I always know how to monitor these things because I go to your Twitter. I'm like, well, what would Aaron say? And it's like, and you made it very clear you do not think this is a good deal.
Well, I was going to say, I'm glad you played the song because that's the pick me up I needed.
Were you bobbing and weaving? Everyone starts bobbing and weaving. It's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I thought, oh, that's what I need because this is a pretty sobering story. And as someone who's followed, you know, I call it corporate welfare because direct subsidies from government to business. I've been following this file for almost a decade and I see a lot of alarming signs because it's almost like deja vu. You know, people have heard me talk about Bombardier before. This is, you know, a company that was basically kept alive for half a century. On subsidies. It's like Trudeau and Ford looked at Bombardier and said, yes, we should do that again, like, but supersize it. That is what is so crazy to me is that we've tried this before and it has been a massive failure. And yet here we are again. It's like everyone has the memory of a fruit fly. And the amount this time, Alex, I got to say that they've been spending, not just this deal, but others, it is astronomically higher than even it was for Bombardier.
Okay, because now if only we could go back to those Bombardier rates of subsidies, right? It's like, oh, could we just go back to that kind of corporate welfare? Because at least it wasn't so tough to swallow. But yeah, we've gotten, I think, dangerously comfortable with doing business this way. And frankly, I don't think we can go back now. And that's just thanks to the politicians setting the bar that low. But when I heard about this deal coming forward and the chatter started earlier this week with the premier coming out, oh, I can't say anything. And then we all knew the rumblings. I was firmly under the impression that this was not going to be costing the taxpayers the way that the Volkswagen and Stellantis deal was put together, that this one would be structured much differently. And so when you look at this and your takeaway on the deal, can you kind of dumb it down? Like, is it a better deal or is it kind of the same, just moving numbers around?
Yeah, it's essentially the same situation, right? These are companies that make a lot of money. They could build this stuff anywhere. The government's argument is, well, we'll have to throw them some cash so they do it here. You know, these are companies, and Honda last year, I just checked this morning when I saw, I mean, they made $8 billion last year. We're giving them, the Ontario government alone is giving them $2.5 billion. I mean, they're giving them like more than a quarter of their global profit for what? For 1,000 jobs. And so you do the math.
They basically just gave all the earnings from the LCBO just last year, just gave it to Honda. A lot of thousand
jobs. And the other thing, Alex, I got to say that I've been noticing, and this has been happening with a bunch of these types of announcements. It used to be, we have to do this to create new jobs, right? Now, they mention retaining jobs. Like, it's almost like they're acknowledging this, like a hostage fee we're paying. Like, you've got those jobs there now. If you don't give us more money, it'd be a real shame if something happened to those jobs. It's just an insane way to structure your economy. I mean, I do not know how anyone thinks this is sustainable, that the only way you're going to attract these types of businesses is if you literally give them billions of dollars. Kind of defeats the purpose of having them there. I mean, they're supposed to be there to contribute to your tax coffers, not suck money out of them.
Right. And again, you know, in the Stellantis deal and the Volkswagen deal, ever since we've seen those deals, we've kind of seen the costs of them. I mean, they were caught bringing in their own staff from, you know, their own country, you know, when it was supposed to be jobs for the locals there. And then when you factored in how much each job was costing, you know, the Canadian taxpayer, it was like $5 million per job, which, again, that's not job creation. That is just, well, I mean, it's socialist. I don't know what you call it, but it's not the way we want to do business. But I would say, you know, are there any guarantees in this deal that they're not going to be, you know, outsourcing the work to these contracts overseas, whatever? Like, do we have any assurances this time that we're not going to get caught off guard like we saw with the last deals? Remember when another player, it was a was it Stellantis or Volkswagen? One of them came forward and said, we want a better deal, right?
Yep. Well, there is none, because the government will say, oh, no, you know, we have a contract. But what if the company on the other end wants to tear it up and threatens to take the jobs away? What's the government going to do? We know what they're going to do. Yeah. They're going to cave in again, which is what they've done over and over again with aerospace and the automotive sector over the last few decades. So, you know, I have absolutely zero faith that these things are a home run. And the other thing I got to say, Alex, they always promise these job numbers. I always go back and check a year or two later, and no one else checks. And if the jobs don't materialize, there's no penalty. There's no downside. So this is a purely political exercise. It's all about cutting the ribbon today, basking in the glow of the good announcement today, slapping each other on the back. It's Canadians who pay the price in the long run, and there's rarely any consequences, unfortunately.
Well, there are. It's to us. It's, you know, the fact that cost of living goes up and everything just gets a little bit harder every time we do this. But, you know, the other side of this story is that this announcement comes at a time when we've had news this week just from Tesla alone about cutting costs on cars, cutting their fleet of workers since January. We've got all these headlines coming out that EV sales are actually down. Now, I'm not saying they might not come back. Maybe there are blips. I mean, I hope the industry is successful. But we've got governments that are saying, look, by 2035, you've got to be into one of these things. I doubt that. That's almost an impossible deadline. So we're playing with it's not going to happen. And yet we're forcing this industry and this investment, and there's zero guarantee that it's going to pay off.
Well, look, electric vehicles will become the norm when the market says so, not when governments say so. And governments seem to think they can pick these arbitrary dates and force this to happen. It's not, if it's like Gretchen Wieners and Mean Girls, you keep trying to make EVs happen, it's not going to happen, right? It is unbelievable to me that you guys think they can wave a wand and make everybody get into an EV. And the other thing I got to say, Alex, you're going to hear the people defending this. They're going to tell you all about the spinoff effects. They're going to tell you all about supporting the supply chain. Well, guess what's happening already? We subsidize the supply chain. Yeah. We subsidize the purchase. So the entire thing is subsidized top to bottom. And don't believe that nonsense about, oh, the spillover effects will keep all these other businesses alive. No, we got to subsidize those ones too. The entire thing is going to be on life support, all paid for by you and me.
Yeah. And again, we're competing with the Americans to try to corner this market. But also at the same time, and I don't think a lot of people know this because it's not been reported widely, is that we're paying a subsidy. This government's paying a subsidy to the Chinese government, which is essentially going to flood our market with EVs, right? So why is the Trudeau government giving any money to China to help their auto market, which will directly compete with what we're trying to do? Makes no sense.
Well, that's par for the course for a government that loves to contradict itself in its own policy areas, right? Like, they're undermining the very thing that they say they're subsidizing. It's also, I mean, you'll recall that the environment minister said that we don't want to build any more roads. Well, I'm not sure. I mean, unless he's talking about flying EVs, we're still going to need roads to drive on. So he's not in favor of roads, but yet he says he wants to get everybody into EVs.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of unknowns, but certainly the headlines will rage a lot of excitement. But, you know, if the case has been made, I guess we'll find out. I'll just keep reading your texts or in your tweets. So I appreciate that. Thanks, Aaron.
Of course. Thanks, Alex.
Aaron Woodruck joining us here. And look, he has laid the case, out there. And certainly with deals like this, it takes a little bit of time. Like, by the end of the day, when you're listening to Oakley, he may have more information, because you got to let the dust settle and then you have to read through the fine print where it's like, oh yeah, by the way, over here on the last page in clause 422, you know, it'll have that, oh, we're also paying $422 billion for something else. Like, who knows what's in this deal? So the details will come out, but on first blush, this is a deal. It's a $15 billion deal, so $10 billion of the costs will come from Honda. And Honda has been, look, Honda has been up in Allison since 1986. It is a very, very big company, very successful company, employs a lot of people. But we are now paying, from the taxpayers, $5 billion more to bring yet another company up into the EV world. So we are spending billions upon billions upon billions and billions, not to create jobs, but to subsidize jobs. And it's not sustainable, and there's no guarantees. Good deal? Are you good with this? I mean, given what you heard with Volkswagen and Stellantis, does this make sense?